Dragon Tiger is an Asian casino game that was first introduced in China. It is now a very common online casino game in Asia region as well. The players love it because of the playing speed and simplicity of the game. It is also a favorite of streak bettors, who often follow each winning hand on a scorecard or pad and bet accordingly. Players use standard card decks of 52 cards, with no jokers nor wild cards. Normally a blackjack shoe holding will be used with 6 to 8 decks of cards. The player's objective is to choose the winner's side, either the dragon or the tiger, with the highest ranking in cards. The player can also choose that both sides had a tie on the cards, meaning both sides having the same score. Placing bets. After placing a wager on either the dragon or the tiger, the player waits for the dealer to place the cards on the layout, face up. The highest card wins. There are two important rules to consider. First, aces are considered as one in the game, so the order of cards from low to high is ace, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, J, Q then K. If both spots receive the same rank card, such as 8 vs 8, the hand is a tie, and the house takes one half of each wager. Tie bet. Players bet the next set of cards to appear as a pair. The standard payoff for a tie is 8 to 1, which gives the casino a very healthy 32.77% edge. Big and small bet. Players may also wager on whether a particular card, dragon or tiger, will be big, over 7, or small, under 7. This wager has 6 cards as big, 8, 9, 10, J, Q, K, and 6 cards as small, ace, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The wager wins if it is on the correct numbers, big or small, and loses as it is not. The wager also loses if the card drawn is a 7. Suit bet. This let players to wager on which suit will be drawn. The wager pays 3 to 1 on a correct suit. The player loses when the suit selected does not appear for a chosen hand, dragon or tiger. Again, the casino derives its edge by taking the wager when a 7 appears. Strategy. There is little strategy to dragon and tiger game. However, many players bet along with the last winner, hoping to catch a streak of hands. We all can, however, work out the probability that how the betting will work out. In simple, if we only bet on either dragon or tiger, the chance to continuous winning. To win one time, winning rate is 46.265%, losing rate is 53.735%. Two times continuously, the probability of winning rate is 21.404%. Losing rate is 78.596%. Three times continuously, the probability winning rate is 9.903%, losing rate is 90.097%. Four times continuously, the probability winning rate is 4.582%, losing rate is 95.418%. Five times continuously, the probability winning rate is 2.119%. Losing rate is 97.881%. The above rate is reversed when you are losing the game and become. After knowing the probability of the winning rate, we should avoid betting on the same number if you have already won 3 rounds continuously. We can actually implement martingale strategy here to minimize damage and increase our win rate. Martingale strategy. The martingale strategy is a betting strategy whereas a player doubles his bet stake after each consecutive round to cover any losses that have been incurred in the previous round. This means that if a player bets $2 and loses it, in the next round the player bets $4 in hope that he wins $8. After you win a match, you should always reboot to your start amount. For example, you are betting on dragon side, and lose RM1 for the first round. Then you should increase the bet to RM2 for the second round. Second round, you are betting on RM2 on the dragon side again and lose, you should increase the wager to RM4. On third round, you will be betting RM4 on the dragon and won your money, then you should reboot your wager to RM1 for the next round. The reason that we keep on betting the same side is because we know that the probability of us losing is only around 15.5% during the third round. There are two rules that we will need to take note though. 1. Start betting with small amount, there's always an upper limit to the bet for every table, so it is impossible for you to keep on doubling up your bet, no matter how rich you are. This is because for every round that we lose, we will need to double up, so the amount of betting will be increased exponentially if you keep on losing, and it will hit the limit ceiling very soon. 2. Luck does matters in playing games, even though mathematically the chance of the same side scoring 5 continuous rounds seems to be so low, 2.119%, in reality it might happen. Hence, always start small and set a limit for your playing capital.